This is Sadaya Sihi with the Buddhist Center Online, and I'm here in the Beams at Adishtana, and it's the Triratna International Gathering, day two. And we're having a little reunion here. I'm here with two other people who I met 5 years ago on the international gathering that was also happening at Adishtana. I'm just going to hand over to you guys to introduce yourselves.
I'm Gina, and came to the international gathering last time, well, when we met in 2014, and that was my first ever retreat, so it's lovely to be here with these guys again.
I'm Christine. I came down from Sheffield back then with quite a big contingency. That's right. Mm-hmm. It was a very wet retreat.
Oh, yes.
And I was on the breakfast team, and I was in very difficult mental states all weekend. But that workshop was a real highlight. The sunshine or the rainbow, even.
Because we met at a workshop, we can't quite remember the name, but it was something to do with sustainability.
Yeah, in my mind it was like ecological social justice, of all the different things that we talked about in there. Yeah. And it was hosted by Mokshini, Amalaketu,
and Samachitta. So we've been talking about this yesterday, I think, when we reconnected with each other, how it was this really significant international gathering. For myself, I think it came at a particularly pivotal point. I was in the ordination process at the time. And I think the overall theme, correct me if I'm wrong, was to do with altruism and just having those conversations, being in that sustainability group, for me, really helped me make a shift between talking about altruism and Buddhist practice being altruistic to actually what that might look like in reality. And I remember coming back feeling really, really inspired, getting involved with the Sub-35 group in Dublin and being eventually involved with Buddhist Action Month, which I think was an initiative that came possibly from that international gathering as well. So it was quite a pivotal moment for me, and I remember quite clearly, particularly as well, I'm not a huge fan of big gatherings, so it was interesting that something like that, you know, you have these ideas about yourself that I won't like this or I will like this, and then to go there and experience it and had such a strong effect on me. So I just want to hear about how you guys found it as well, and any changes you've noticed in your life since then. I mean, I don't want to say because of that, but maybe partly to do with that.
Well, as I said, it was my first ever retreat, and I think it was very significant what you say, that it was this, you know, it was about being in the world, not just being Buddha sitting on a cushion. And I'd only encountered the Monday night classes at a Buddhist centre, literally. I think that's all I'd been to, really. So it was so great coming to this and seeing this, like, wider Triratna, just how big and vast it is, and also seeing people's, just commitment to working on themselves was quite striking. But as a bit similar to what you were saying, I really valued that Triratna isn't just somewhere that, you know, sits and meditates. Like, that's not what inspires me. I know it's an important part now, and I know it's an important, I know I need to practice for myself as well to be better in the world, but I loved that about the international gathering last time and this time as well. You know, we're really talking about transforming through Sangha and through coming up against each other. So, yeah, that's a really important part to me. And, I remember on the international last time we spoke about, like, giving more and, like, what we can do in the world. And, you know, I've now been working for Kawa now for 3 years, so in a way that is... I did my first appeal about a year after the international gathering, and that's been the biggest change in my life. It's a real way to, like, work on myself, but really do something that's very tiny but effective for others in the world.
And we heard a bit about that this morning, with Sangha Mani's talk. She was really telling us about what Karuna can, the opportunity it offers for people to really transform. It was very, very moving. Did you recognise what she was talking about?
Oh my God, I mean, it really brings you up against yourself. That's, like, the main thing. And especially, I think a lot of us don't, you know, it's easy to practice in quite a, like, comfortable way. And it's just not comfortable, but in a really, really good way. Like, I mean, I haven't found it traumatic.
Well, that's good.
It's just that, like, the right level of discomfort to, like, really see yourself and see, like, where your mental states are not that kind, or but where you might think you can kind of ignore them at the back of your mind, but, like, actually they have an effect in the world, and it's just... the feedback is always there. So exactly what Sangha Mani said, I keep forgetting this because I'm not so involved these days, but I set up Buddhist Action Month in Cambridge, like I set up the group. So it's really great, and it's still going really strong. It's really great that did definitely come out of the international gathering 5 years ago.
I know, Christine, you're also involved, you were involved in Buddhist Action Month in Sheffield.
Just to do justice, I think Loka Bandhu actually started for Triratna maybe like 1 or 2 years before.
Okay.
Then.
Okay. Right.
I remember when I first heard about it, I was really excited. But yeah, the international gathering definitely galvanized me and kind of my energies to a huge effect. So I think we'd already done BAM in Sheffield in the years before, but there's something about, first of all, kind of connecting with a, you know, in a workshop context, but with a small group of people over the course of that retreat who were all there from their own volition, like all concerned about these issues of how to be a healthy vegan or whatever else we were talking about. And I felt like that, yeah, for me, that was a real point in my kind of time with Triratna where I kind of felt like I'd found my kin or like my metta kula, you know, like people who care about the state of the world in a way that would be expressed through practice. Because of course everyone cares, but it's expressed differently. Yeah, so for me the big thing was actually connecting with Mokshini, who I'd never met before and I still consider one of my dearest friends. She's now in Berlin. I'm really sad she couldn't be here on this time. But yeah, because she and I went on to organize BAM for Triratna overall, and I became the BAM organizer or coordinator for the Network of Buddhist Organizations. So for me, in terms of my life and practice, that was really cool. Cool is a vague word. It was exciting because it was within the NBO. So I was working with Buddhists from SGI, from like all these different traditions who I'd never even thought about working with before. And it was really heart opening to realize not only do some of us in Triratna really care to the point that we're, you know, going to block off entire months of the year and just kind of run things, organize things, whether people come or not. But there's people in all these different movements as well. So it was really heartwarming.
Another part of that workshop, I remember, was Amalekhetu was involved and he was introducing this initiative called the Sustainable Center Certificate. Did either of your centers were involved in that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We took it on.
Great.
We took it on board. I mean, Sheffield Buddhist Centre is a richly endowed centre anyway, with a great Sangha. And at the time, our little sustainability group was called the Karaniya Metta Kula. And along with my collaborators there, my little Kula, including Kay Masuri, Sudachandaka, Mark Wells, John Jones, Elaine Weatherly, Andy Stamp, we pulled this together. And it's like a 10-step certificate, which includes everything from doing an energy audit to arranging that everyone has access to sustainable transportation, running BAM events every year. And that was a really neat project, actually, because we were interacting a lot with the centre team. So the centre divested all of its funds out of the bank and also changing its gas supplier completely over to Ecotricity, even though it was a bit more expensive, and really kind of that certificate really required us to kind of push a bit harder, and the center team totally met us on that, and we've had the certificate in the center now since 2015, I think. Yeah, so it was really great to work, yeah, just kind of in a team in that way.
So I guess I've just, given that that retreat was so significant for the three of us, and I know you've been back since then, Gina, just wondering how you're finding this particular international gathering. How's it been? What are the highlights so far? I know it's only the second full day.
I mean, everything's great. It's hard to choose a highlight. But I'm really loving the internationalness, that's the word, of it. And we're having these late morning sessions where people from India yesterday and people from Venezuela and Mexico today were just sharing their experience of Triratna in different parts of the world. And that's a real highlight for me, just hearing real people's stories. Mm. It makes me feel more connected to the world.
There's a real strong sense of our community. I mean, for me, I suppose, as well, like, again, the first time I came was with a group of people from Dublin 5 years ago, and there was something about us going together. Particularly, I would have gone on retreats in the UK before that, but going with other people who hadn't, and then being with them as they have that experience of a bigger Sangha than just our local centres. I know, I can't remember who said it today, maybe it was Glacia when she was talking, Glacia from Venezuela, just about that idea of you have your local Sangha and then you realise it's much bigger. Yeah. It's much, much bigger.
Yeah.
But there's still commonality between us. That's quite exciting.
Yeah, I guess for me personally, left the UK a year ago in June, so a year and 2 months ago. And after 9 years in Sheffield, and so I'm now back in Canada in Vancouver, which is quite a big centre with quite a big city with quite a small centre. So yeah, it's been really refreshing to come here, and I feel like kind of had this metaphor in my mind that, like, you know, especially Adishtana is like the heart of the movement. I guess conceptually it is. But like right now it feels like we are in the crucible, right? With the theme, the alchemy, and so much talk and discussion about what does transformation look and feel like and how does it happen and how do we work with it. And so it really feels like we're in like the coals. Like it's really, really alive. And I've been feeling like because Vancouver is so far away, I feel like there's a spark. We just get the sparks out there. So it's reaffirming in a way to be back here. And we obviously I've only been away for a year, but just this sense of like, yes, this is like the potency of this movement and of the order. Yeah, it's been wonderful. And again, that internationalness, whatever the word is, is just really inspiring, isn't it? Like the presentation from the Indian Dharmacharis yesterday about like just, you know, they start off with like nothing, and now they've got hundreds of mitras, and how many centers? Like 35 centers?
Yeah, something
35
phenomenal.
Groups.
35, yeah, okay.
So 70 altogether.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
everything's in such a vast scale. Yes. Yeah. You know, hundreds of people.
Yeah, and I guess kind of getting that sense of just the dynamic, organismal quality of the movement. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's so much to love about it, right? Like the Dana spirit, Dana economy spirit, that is very central to the movement, and spiritual friendship, and just all these positive qualities and practices.
It's helping me to actually feel more appreciative of what we have in the UK, you know, hearing you and hearing the Venezuelans and Mexicans saying, oh god, we're so at the edges of things, like it's hard for us to get our main inspiration or something. So I can empathise more, and I also can really appreciate what we do have right here. Like, you know, I live in Cambridge, so it's all quite close, for me. Mm. So it's just, even just realising how lucky I am is a really lovely thing.
I had that sense as well this morning in the session, Manaraji. Yeah. You interviewed
Salvador
and Glacia from Mexico and Venezuela. And I had a real, I don't know about you, but this real sense of kind of this mutual love that was happening, because they were just kind of expressing their love and gratitude for being here and for having come across Buddhism in this form and being able to transform their lives in a meaningful way. And then everyone who was listening to them was just like loving them for having taken it on board and for being here. And and there's just, it really felt like a very strong dynamism, for lack of a better word.
There was a really delightful atmosphere at the end. I think everyone was very warmed up. Mm-hmm. You could tell by the sounds and the laughter as well. Mm-hmm. Someone else was telling me that they hadn't attended and they could hear all this laughter coming from the shrine tent. I mean, this is probably too soon to ask, but is there anything you think you'd be taking away from this gathering?
I definitely feel, as you said, I'm much more resourced and kind of connected up. So I've got some ideas for Vancouver Buddhist Center.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Change is afoot.
Yeah, I suppose practical things, but also maybe nothing that can be defined at this point. But great. Definitely feeling resourced and loved up.
How about you, Gina?
Yeah, for me, I think also just friendship and feeling connected. Mm. And the one thing I wrote on my arm from the talks, it feels like a theme throughout, is we have to let ourselves be changed. I want to try and remember that, because it's not enough to be in conditions where we might be changed. Like, I have to allow it. That's what I'm taking with me on my arm.
deeper receptivity.
Indeed.
With me, I suppose for me it would be just this, I think that Singamati said at the beginning, of gathering in large numbers, which I find slightly funny to find myself saying that, because that's something that, again, you know, you have an idea about what you think you like or what you think you benefit from. But I really see, particularly this gathering, just there's a sense of ease with people. There is a genuine feeling that you could sit down beside anyone and have a conversation, and it would be deep and rich. And again, maybe the international dimension of us feeling like we're coming to a central point. Just a feeling of joy, actually. That's what I'd like to come back with and communicate to others. That the happiness that can come when we gather together in large numbers. And who knows, maybe in 5 years' time we'll be reminiscing another time, talking about something we've all gone to and really appreciated.
Yeah,
I can imagine that.
Yes, we get a chance for another podcast, you.
Yeah.
It's my fave.
Great. Thank you all. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.